Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, Bring Me Down. Y'all heard that joint right there? That was from Music Maestro, produced by Music Maestro, super producer. He's going to be live in the building. But you know what? We're going to have your girl, Miss Stacks, because Music Maestro is running late today. So we're going to have him live on the show. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to interview Miss Stacks in a few minutes. But, yeah, tonight is going to be crazy. I got so much things I got to do, you know, from shooting to doing this interview and everything. After I leave this interview, I got to go and shoot Miss Tally. She got a webisode, so I'm going to be shooting that, you know, and that's with two chicks and a camera. Shout out to Heads Up ENT. Also, artists, if you're looking to, you know, we're going to start dropping new mixtapes and everything back-to-back monthly and actually doing the physical copies and stuff, too. And that's coming from Lush Radio Online and Heads Up ENT. And Mixtape King, so it's going to be bananas right now. So you guys just, you know, check us out. It's going to be crazy. So artists, submit your music to lushradioonline@gmail.com. Also, on top of that, if you would like to submit your music for Hot or Not Fridays, man, send it to lushradioonline@gmail.com, and you will get the information on how to rock out with us. Miss Stacks is from Alabama, and she's going to come rock out with us. Shout out to Miss Photographics Ashley, part of our crew that does all the graphics, get at her. That's one of her artists. So, you know, she flew her in for us. And on top of that, it's inaugural weekend. You know, I don't know how many people's coming out here from out of state is about to stand outside in the cold and look at Obama and stuff. Them gala tickets was crazy. You know, some people got some free tickets and some people, you know what I'm saying, spent the grip just to get on there. Also, this past last week, was a gifting for BET, gifting event that happened here in the DMV, pre-taping for the BET Awards. Also, on top of that, another thing that went down, you know, we had Aaliyah. We celebrated Aaliyah's birthday not too long ago. Dwayne Wade had a birthday. He was born on the same day as Miss Michelle Obama. Also, Sade on the 16th had a birthday also. I love her so much. You give me the sweetest taboo. I love it to death. But Sade is crazy because we were born in the same place, Oyo State, Nigeria. And her last name is A-D-U, and my last name is E-D-U. You know, she's Nigerian and English. She is an international artist, and she's wonderful. So we had all these wonderful, also Martin Luther King's birthday passed also. So, you know, we had all these birthdays. We had Aaliyah, rest in peace. You know, she had the high light fire. And she also used to, you know, date David Dash back in the day. So, you know, rest in peace to her. She died in a car crash a couple years ago in like 2000. Not actually a plane crash when she was shooting Rock the Boat. Back in the day. So we had Aaliyah. We had Martin Luther King, who also, rest in peace, you know, his birthday. And this is his birthday weekend. And we also had Michelle Obama, who had a birthday. Sade had a birthday. Along with that, we had Dwayne Wade that had a birthday all through this week. I just seen a crazy picture on Instagram with your man Snoop Dogg with a French manicure, smoking weed, like it was gangster. Like, is it gangster nowadays to be posting pictures on Instagram with you with a French manicure, man? What's going on, Snoop Dizzle? I don't know what you smoking, but that joint needs to be retired. You need to throw that stuff away because it got you hallucinating, doing some wild shit. You calling yourself Snoop Lion. You calling yourself all kinds of craziness. I don't know what's going on, son. That's not gangster, son. I'm going to have to... I love, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with gay people, but that shit right there is crazy. Also, on top of that, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's crazy right now because the whole situation with American Idol, Mariah and Nicki Minaj are going back and forth. Nicki over there looking like a clown, Mariah over there looking like she don't know what she's doing. They both insane. So they both going back and forth, and it's crazy because most of the men are tuning in more this season because you got two women on there. So dudes is giving me, you know what I'm saying, step-by-step play like it's a football game on American Idol. It's just shocking to me, but it's crazy, though. But tonight we're going to have the hot, the one and only Miss Stacks live in the building, straight from Alabama, repping hard for the state. Along with that, we're going to have Music Maestro live in the building. So we're going to go on the line and go see who's ringing our doorbell right now, you know what I'm saying, and see if we got Miss Stax live in the building from that Alabama real quick and see if she's rocking with us right now. So we're going to check and see if we got Miss Stax on the line. Also, don't forget to follow us at Lush Radio online, at Emma E2K. Don't forget to check out E2K Enterprises or EmmaE2K.com. And we're going to check who's ringing the doorbell and stuff, because somebody, it seems like somebody keeps ringing the doorbell. And also, mixtape coming soon, Avenue Music, from your boy, the one and only DJ Reason. So who's at our door? The doorbell's ringing. Is that Miss Stax in the building? We got Miss Stax in the building?
What it do? What it do, Lushy Lush? I just touched down.
You sound like you turned up over there, Miss Stax. You turned up.
No, 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 nothing like that. Nothing like that.
What's popping with you, homie?
Shoot, you know the grind don't stop. It's NDO over here, no days off.
That's what it is, man. It's been a minute, man. We, you know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. We did the interview with you, you know, a while ago, and you definitely grown. Your grind has grown, you know what I'm saying? You've been going in representing Hard Body for Alabama, and on top of that, being a FemC, being a female, you know what I'm saying, in this male-dominated league and stuff, man. It's crazy right now.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You got to hold your own being a female MC, you know? You can't back down at all.
Definitely, definitely. Before we get into this, man, you got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, Ms. Tech?
Man, I just want to shout out, first and foremost, you know, for doing this for me, you know what I'm saying, holding me down. Like you say, you know, we did this once before back in the day. My girl, you know, photographic, my graphic designer, the whole Alabama, whole state of Alabama for holding me down. You know how we do.
That's what it is, man. Ms. Stax, man, you know, what inspired you to get into this music industry? You know, first off, what made you say, yo, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this seriously. This is me. This is all me right here. I live, breathe, and sleep hip-hop.
For real, my brother pushing me. Like, I had an older brother, rest in peace. He passed away in 07, A&T. He did it, you know what I'm saying? He was, like, 10 years older than me. And, like, it was his passion. And, like, when I saw him rock the mic, shit, like, he instilled it in me, and he let me do it. And, like, when I got the mic, man, he was, like, pushing me. And I was like, for real, this is what I want to do. And once I figured out this is what I wanted to do, like, he put everything, he put 100%, 200% behind me. And ever since then, shit, that was, like, 15 years ago. Like, I've been going hard in the paint.
That's what it is. I just noticed that you're a Pisces just like me.
Yeah.
Miss Stax. That's what's up, man. February 24th. You're a February Pisces just like Emma, my business partner. Hers is February 19th and mine is March 19th and stuff.
Okay.
Pisces always hang around good people, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You know, you had a song. You got had a couple of songs after you debuted Alabama Representatives and stuff like that. You had a couple of songs that were over the radio. You were freestyling over the radio. You had Born to Rise, a feature in a couple of Alabama artists, and you had a mixtape and stuff and everything like that. Tell us what's new and what's going on. What's the new project you got going and working on right now?
My album dropped my album dropped August 3rd, which was the most known unknown. Did pretty good, you know, still doing some numbers. And let me plug that real quick. You can get that at my official website, MissStax205.com. And if you know me personally, you can hit my phone number, you know what I'm saying? Hit me on my phone, I'm a cell. The most known unknown and also, I just dropped the mixtape, NDO mixtape, No Days Off, hosted by DJ Chris Sarr, Alabama's number one DJ. You can go cop that on datpiff.com. that thing, you know, banging and whatnot. So that's the mixtape is my latest project, you know. And honestly, I listen, you know, I'm probably, you call me biased or whatever, but I listen to my mixtape and I'm like, damn, this thing damn near is my album. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what I've been working on, the album and my mixtape. And I just got a lot of stuff lined up, you know. I got online t-shirt shop with my graphic designer, graphictees.com. You want fast graphic tees, hit that up, graphictees.com. And I'm also working on my future album, The Ringleader. So I just got a lot my hands in a lot of stuff right now.
Okay. And this EP that you just dropped, the album you dropped and the mixtape, tell us the different feels that we get when listening to both of the the album versus the mixtape. You felt like you went harder on the mixtape than you did on the EP?
Well, honestly, I think the album is, the album is consistent. My sound is very, it's consistent. The mixtape is just raw. The mixtape is just like,
There's no whole bar on it.
The mixtape is just you put it in, you can't say, oh, well, Stax sound like this on the mixtape. It's just, you put it in, it's just, I'm just probably going to sound like this. I'm probably going to sound like, you never know what I'm going to sound like on the mixtape. So the mixtape is just 100% raw. But, you know, it's all Stax.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Being a female in the industry, we got a caller from the 334. We're going to bring you on in a few minutes. You can ask Ms. Stax a couple of questions in a few seconds. But being a female in the industry, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you face?
Respect. I think it's respect and people taking you serious, you know. Especially gaining respect from the males, you know. And honestly, if females don't take their craft, female MCs don't take the craft serious, I can't really blame the males if they don't, you know, respect the female MCs. You know what I'm saying? I take what I do very serious. And I feel like if I don't go harder than the males in this, then they ain't going to respect me. You know what I'm saying? So respect is a big issue when it comes down to this. Like, I'm going to make you respect me. Like, when I finish, when you give me a pen and paper and I lay them 16 bars down and after I leave that mic, you going to respect me. You ain't got no other choice. You feel me?
Definitely. Ms. Stax definitely goes hard in the paint, and she's definitely grown. I've seen her grown as an artist. And definitely doing her thing. Ms. Stax, who are some of the producers that you're working with right now at the moment?
Right now I'm on kill mode with the producers, but on the mixtape and the album, I work with Sam Peasy. He's from here out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He resides now out of Atlanta. I work with Larry Guns. I work with Todd Hamburger. Yeah, really, literally Todd Hamburger. But Cat is sick with the beat, you know, White Cat, but Cat is sick with the beat, you know. And that's basically those three cats. That's it, you know. But I'm open to work with, you know, any producer. You know, if I feel it, you know, I'll write to it. I'm open. But those are the three cats that I really work with on both projects.
Definitely. We got a call live on the line from the 334. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and you're live with your girl, Ms. Stax. And we're also going to have Music Mike Show live on the show later on. But tell us your name and where you're calling from, 334, what it do? 334, what it do? Okay, 54, just stay on the line and rock out. It's okay if you want to listen now. I won't bite you. Mr. Stacks, you got a song called 100, man. Give us a quick synopsis about this song before we drop this song, man.
Okay, 100, you know, it's on some real shit, some loyalty shit. Loyalty is self-explanatory, you know what I'm saying? You, everybody say they 100. 100 this, 100 that, but you need that one person that's going to really ride for you, going to really have your back, you know what I'm saying, that Bonnie and Clyde type person, you know what I'm saying, when it boils, when the shit hit the fan, will they really be there? And that's basically what this song is about.
That's what it is, man. 100, we about to drop that joint right now with your girl, the one and only Miss Stacks, live on Lush Radio Online, man. It's that Lush Radio Online exclusive, man. Hot in our Fridays, man. Let's go. That's 100, 100, 100. Let's go.
Binky, yeah. 100. Keep it 100. Bama, Trill Town. Yeah.
If you was down, you would still pull a needle for me. Stay by my side and kill for me. If you fall.
That was your Stacks right there, Q100, you know what I'm saying, about that loyalty. A lot of people out here really don't know what loyalty is, man. You need to keep that stuff 100. This is 2013, the year of the truth. You know what I'm saying? So keep it 100. Tell the truth, man. Stop playing. You ain't got a lie to kick it like Tupac said, man. Real talk. And we back in the building with your girl, Miss Stacks. What's up, Miss Stacks?
What it do?
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but a chicken wing.
Right up.
Yo, shout out to everybody that's listening live on the show, man. We're now tuned in. You're live on Lush Radio Online, man. We got your girl, Miss Stacks, live in the building all the way from Alabama, man, doing her thing. Along with that, we're going to later on, we're going to have Music Maestro live in the building, super producer. That joint is nice, though. You know what I'm saying? A little chill swag. You know what I'm saying? You know, drop the top, chill. You know, it's
right.
A nice little spot, nice little thing right there. Miss Stacks, man, tell us something that no one knows about Miss Stacks. Like, if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing? What would be your other talent and stuff?
If I wasn't doing music, straight up, I would be working with mentally challenged adults.
Oh, okay.
Straight up. Like, I don't know if you was ready for that one. I don't know.
No, because you know, I used to teach special needs children and
mm-hmm.
stuff and everything. So I was like, you know, I'm just, you know, I was just shocked that, you know, for you to say, you know, that. So I was like, oh, okay, that's different. That's a more different answer than most of the people when I ask that question. Why that?
Yeah, you know, like for real, because like, okay, like. Well, on the legal side, you know, I ain't going to just, you know, glamorize, you know, the other shit that I could be doing, you know, but legally,
mm-hmm.
that's what I would prefer to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of shit that I have done that I'm not proud of, so I'm not going to go there. But, yeah, if I could, you know, do something else, that's what I would do because I love my elders. I love, you know, working with elderly people, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I would do something, you know, in that field.
That's what it is, definitely. We got a caller live on the line from the 202. That looks like a DMV number. Caller from the 202, you live in the building with your girl, Miss Stacks. What it do, baby? What up, 202? All right, you can stay on the line with us and listen on, man. You can stay on the line and listen. So we live on the line with Miss Stacks. We got another song from you, Miss Stacks, featuring Kenny Thompson. Tell us about this song real quick.
Okay, that's called If I Ain't Bama. Pretty much, you know what I'm saying, just giving Alabama, showing homage to Alabama, you know, where we from. The boy Kenny Thomas, you know, y'all can look the dude up, you know, he's pretty much an Alabama legend here. They call him Alabama Kenny. You know, we just hooked up. We done worked together before. And shit, two cold-ass MCs hooked up on a cold-ass track and made a cold-ass song, pretty much what happened. We touched down on that bitch. That's what happened. So we also made I did a video for it. Y'all can YouTube that, and that's the result of the song.
That's what it is. We're going to rock that joint real quick, and we got another announcement when we come back. All y'all artists that want to be featured on the mixtape, we got a new hot mixtape coming up with my partners, DC Mixtape Kings. You know, basically DC Mixtape Kings is under new management. So if you artists that want to get your music promoted for free, all you have to do is send your exclusive tracks and drops to newmixtapemusic@gmail.com. Hyphen MP3. It's newmixtapemusic@gmail.com, and then send it as an MP3 file only. The first mixtape is set to be dropped February 7, 2013. For more info, contact Bobby A at 202-569-9167. Okay. So if you guys are looking to get your music promoted, we're going to also be doing physical copies along with online copies. And that's also sponsored by Lush Radio Online 2, DC, Mixtape Kings, Heads Up ENT. This is what we're doing. So artists, we can put that footwork in for you. All right? But we're going to go into this quick song, and we're going to talk more about this mixtape thing in a few minutes. We're going to rock this joint out for Miss Stacks and Kenny Thomas featuring Alabama, baby.
Yeah.
That was rocking, man. That was like
remind me of, like, you know, old school, like, Goody Mob, Outkast and stuff, like, took me back to, like, that old school, like, down south hip-hop, man. That joint was like, yeah, man. He was my man was telling the story over there, man. Talking about he wrote that joint in front of Dollar General. That joint was popping right there, man. If I ain't Bama, then what do you call me? But that joint was definitely rocking. It's your girl, Leslie, Leslie Live in the building. And it is LushRadioOnline.com. Log on to www.LushRadioOnline.com. You can also listen to us via TuneIn app on your iPhone, iPad, and your Android. Type in Lush Radio Online and you can listen to us live or call in at 347-826-7722. Tonight we have Miss Stax live in the building. You just heard that song right there. You know, it's definitely talking about where she comes from, Alabama, featuring your boy live in the building, Kenny Thomas, and big shout-out to Miss Photographics out there, Ashley. So we're going to go back on the line with her, and we're going to be talking to her about that song. I like that song. I think that's my favorite right now. That's my favorite, Miss Stax. I like that song.
That's what's up.
Miss Stax, I like that song. That's my favorite now.
That's what's up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, that's what's up. That's real talk. Like, Cat really wrote it in front of Dollar General.
He really wrote that in front of Dollar General?
Yeah, like real talk, like sitting in his truck. Like, he really wrote it sitting in his truck in front of Dollar General. Like,
wow.
We don't play no games down here. We don't play no games down here.
Okay, man, that's what it is, man. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got a caller. I think this might be, you know what I'm saying, my partner, my business partner, my big bro, Bobby A, live on the line. What it do, Bobby A? You in the building?
Yeah, what's going on? How you doing, Miss Stack?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I like the song. My man said the only thing he asked the bride for was an EBT card.
That song was dope, man.
Yeah.
That was definitely dope.
Appreciate that.
So, Bob, you got any questions for Miss Stax right now?
Nah. You know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know. And like she said, she already plugged the mixtape. So if you definitely want to get on it, you know, just send your tracks to newmixtapemusic@gmail.com. We out here, we actually promoting and putting on mixtapes for free. We're not charging nobody nothing to get on our mixtapes.
Okay, will do. Appreciate that.
That's what it is. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? And check out Mr. Bobby A, a.k.a. Mr. Loud Punch. Follow him at Mr. Loud Punch on Twitter. He got that loud punch that I had you leaning on top of that. You know, we got the mixtape popping, and he's also a sponsor with Heads Up Entertainment. We're on the mixtape calling Avenue Music. This is my DJ. DJ is one of our DJs. It's my bro. He go hard in the paint, man. It's crazy right now. Stay on the line with us, Bobby. My big bro Bobby right there. Definitely send in your music and stuff, you know, Miss Stax, because you definitely got some hot stuff, man. That definitely reminds me of some, like, old school, like, you know, Goody Mob, Outkast, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, the stuff that I used to grow up listening to back in the day and stuff, man. So, Miss Stax, where you see yourself, you know what I'm saying, 5 years from now, where you see yourself with this music thing?
Sitting back, living fat like a fat rat, eating fried chicken wings.
I'm a stack, you crazy.
Shit, ain't no need to lie about this thing.
Oh, man. That's what it is, man. I got to come down to Alabama and come check you guys out, man. Get some of that real down south cooking, man. You know
you
what I'm saying? I'm going to come down there. I need to come down there. And come in and pig out and stuff real quick and everything. Come down there and eat some real authentic country food out there.
You do. Cornbread and Kool-Aid and chicken wings. You know, get it right. Come on.
Miss Stax, if people want to get at you and stuff like that, how do they get at you? Your social media and stuff. Plug that out there for the people.
Oh, hit me up on Twitter @MissStax. That's MSSTAKS. Hit me up on my official website, MissStacks205.com. Hit me up on Facebook. All that. Just hit me up. You'll find me. Google me. Facebook, Twitter, you'll find me.
Definitely, definitely. If you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be, Miss Stacks?
Jill Scott, Chrisette Michelle, Bun B, Big Crit. Yeah, Adele. Yeah.
Okay. That's a different variety of people, you know.
Hey, I'm different.
I'm different.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I think it's a Pisces thing. We just different. We don't do everything like the norm, like everybody expects us to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a
Straight
Pisces
up.
Thing.
Yeah.
We don't do everything like everybody else do. That's just how we rock. You
that's
know?
It.
But I'm going to play that song because that's my favorite song from Miss Stacks, and I'm going to – I just have to play it again because these punch lines that y'all put in this joint had me laughing like I don't know what because y'all was going in. You and your boy was going in on this song.
Keep that thing rolling. Keep that thing spinning.
we're going to definitely support Miss Stacks on here. If you had any type of advice for the youth out there that's trying to get into the music industry, especially for females, you representing the females out there in the youth, what would it be?
If you gonna do it all the way, or don't do it at all. That's it.
Definitely, definitely. Real talk. We're gonna go into that song real quick. And you know what I'm saying, Miss Stacks, I just wanna say that we appreciate you, we love you, and we're gonna keep supporting you, man. You know what I mean? And make sure you guys follow her on Twitter. You know what I'm saying, and keep it rocking. And this is Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday, so, you know, Miss Tech, before we go into this song, and I know you know what I'm saying, you got to dip out with us, you know what I'm saying, in a few, because you're a busy woman. You know, tell us why you mad. Tell us, you know what I'm saying, something made you mad this week, you know what I'm saying, deep down in your soul, in your gut, and alluded to the tutor, you know what I'm saying. I want you to tell me what made you mad this week, you know what I'm saying. Tell me why you mad, son, and tell me, get the out of here,
yeah. Man, I'll tell you what made me mad. When I found out that Mateo, the dude that played for Notre Dame, that sound like he a mixed cocktail joint, why he gonna lie and say he had a girlfriend and don't really got no girlfriend? That shit made me mad. Don't why he did? That made me mad.
So he lied and said he had a girlfriend,
yeah.
But it was imaginary. It was imaginary.
Imaginary girlfriend. Yeah.
So shout out to y'all imaginary girlfriends, blow up dolls, and all them things that you so called call as your girlfriend, but you really don't got no girlfriend because you lying like I don't know what. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, imaginary girlfriend face ass.
Oh, my God. You're live on this radio on live, man. We all the way live, man. Miss Stacks, we appreciate you. We love you, man. Thank you for rocking out with us. That's what it is, man. We're going to go ahead and rock this joint right now. Rock this funky joint. Miss Stacks featuring Kenny Thomas. This joint is all the way live right here. And this is from your girl, Miss Stacks, all the way from that Alabama. So we're going to rock that. And we're going to have your boy, Music Maestro, the super producer in the building. So let's go.
Yeah.
Up.
and don't down.
Your cousin, your friend, or either your enemy, but it all depends. See, from the cotton fields I came with a plan to win. It's in my blood, I'm covered in mud, don't try to blame that gin. Y'all heard of 2 Chainz? Well, I got aunties with 2 first names, like Bessie Mae with friends named Betty Jo and some more mains. We ride full of pride, still cooking our own food. We can act a damn fool or be cool and shoot some pool. I call purple Kool-Aid grape and strawberry red. My grandmama's made miracles out of Nimba light bread. If y'all ever see Kenny Thomas out here arguing with a broad, don't call the police, I'm just trying to get her EBT card. I've been hard, my family gangsters, but we praise the Lord. You can get your head on the stick, trying to burn a cross in our yard, and that's the minimum. See, life is real, I'm far from a cinema. I'm so bound, I wrote this verse sitting in front of Dollar General.
Yeah, this your girl, Miss Stax, Missy Fang Bama, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online, Miss Lushy Lush, and you already know how we do it. Yeah.
Yeah, we back in the building, man. I still can't get over the fact my dude said that he wrote that joint sitting right in front of Dollar General in Alabama. That's some real gangster stuff right there. But we all the way live. We want to have your boy live in the building. We just had Miss Stax. We want to have your boy, the one and only Music Maestro, super producer, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I love him to death, but sometimes I be wanting to chop him. Chop, chop, chop him. He about to get online, so we're going to see who's ringing our doorbell right now. Who's ringing our doorbell? Who is it? Could it be Music Maestro on the line with us right now?
What up, though?
What up, though? You know I'm going to chop your legs off, right?
That's that.
I love you. I love you, man.
Listen, man, between my schedule today and, you know, this big record I got going on with Corey Guns, like for the past couple of, you know, hours, we've been trying to, you know, situate everything, you know, come up with agreements and everything. Then, you know, I got to DJ my radio show tonight. Then I got to DJ the club tonight. And I was looking like Scruff McGruff, so I had to go get a shape up real quick, you know. So, yeah, man, it's been a real hectic day for me. But you know what? If it's hectic, that means I'm doing something right. So I'll worry
that's
when it's not hectic.
Right.
I'll worry
you
when it's
sound
not
right. Hectic. You on demand music, Maestro. Everybody and their mother trying to get at you, man.
Sometimes.
You a superstar.
Yo, musically, music, yo, I keep it funky. Musically, yeah. But dealing with me, like a lot of people is intimidated to step to me because they don't know the reaction that they're going to get. You know, like I'm real strong on the beats on budget. You know what I mean? If you ain't
word.
Talking, then don't talk to me.
Word. Music Maestro ain't playing no games, man. He's like, yo, if you don't have no budget, don't talk to him and stuff. But he don't act like that way to me, though, because, you know what I'm saying?
I don't act like that with everybody. I just don't like when people act like you owe them.
Yeah, what is up with that, though? What's up with that, with people feeling like you owe them something? What's up with that?
Listen, I always say, and I've been saying this for day one, I'd rather work with an artist that's mediocre and willing to learn and take orders to better himself versus a nigga that's nice and he knows he's the it, but you can't tell him nothing.
Yeah, true. I feel you on that one. That's definitely some real stuff right there. Yo, the crazy thing about it is that Mr. Music Maestro, you know what's crazy is because we met each other a long time ago, right?
Right.
I was doing a show with Tony Dofat, you know, who produces dealing with Bad Boy and stuff. I used to do a show on this little tiny chat, and I met him.
Shout
and I met
Dofat. That's my homie right there, for real.
Yeah, and Splitstar and all that, and I met them over there. And you know what's crazy? Because we had talked and stuff, and I didn't know that was him again
later on when they kept saying his name all the time. Music might sound like, is that the same dude?
Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what's funny? The funny thing about that, like, yo, shout out to Spliff, shout out to Dofat, shout out to P Killer, like, niggas in the room, like those names that I named, those are known names, PK, Spliff Star, and Dofat, and they kept telling people, they was like, yo, Maestro's a problem, but because, you know, my radar, you know, I was kind of the new guy, niggas took me as a joke, like I wasn't bringing that heat, like I didn't have that fire, like I didn't already produce for Mary J. Blige, like I already didn't produce for LL Cool J, and produce for the whole Dipset. So, you know, people overlooked it, and I loved it, you know what I mean? Like, I like it because that way, you know, I could still walk the street and still have my identity. Nobody, people know the name, but they have no clue what I look like.
Well, you know, it's crazy, though, because everybody knows his name, but I'm telling you, a lot of people won't actually, like, put the face to the name. They be like, yo, is that the same dude? Because I'm like, he's a cool dude when you get to know him, when you get to know him personally. But if you don't know him, you might have, like, this whole, you know,
persona
of him being stuck up, huh?
Yeah. I get that all the time. Like, so many people say, you know, before I knew you, you know, I thought you was an asshole, but now that I sit down and vibe with you and I understand your way of thinking and how you come off, like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, you're a cool dude. You know, like, it real recognize real, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not the one to be a kiss ass. I'm not going to do that. You know, like, I don't like yes men around me, you know? And the reason for that, me coming up, you know, under Lance Unrivera at Entertainment, Six Figure Digger, being around the Swizzes, being around the Just Blazers before, you know, they really took off. Just being around them, being around Dame Grease, being signed to Dame Grease. When I made something whack, they didn't hold no punches. They told me the shit was whack. And I used to think they was being assholes, but you know what? They really wasn't. Like, they just was being honest. And that's the late 90s era that I came up in, you know what I mean, where niggas was brutal. They'd tell you the truth. But that truth made you go back and be better.
Yep.
You know, so with them doing that to me, and I do it to the cats today, now, like, some of them respect it, some of them love it, and then some of them, oh, you're just a hater. Like, you know, my man, I will never be a hater for having my own personal opinion.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you done paid your dues. Like, you done been with the greats. You done a lot of work with the greats. And you have a lot of experience to kind of know what's good and what's not good at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I really doubt you really have time to be hating because you are a busy person. You know what I'm saying? Besides, you know.
I mean, I can be honest, you know. Sometimes I'll be spiteful and just hate because I ain't got nothing else to do.
You
know, but watch, peak game, right? Peak game. Like, it may sound, I'm being silly right now, but you know what? You heard what I said. Like, I ain't got nothing else to do, so I'm just hating. But at least I know what I'm doing, and I really mean no harm. Like, I'm just doing it to do it, to entertain myself, just being an idiot. You know what I mean? But not a lot of people can say that and catch themselves.
What?
You know what I mean? Just like I said, yo, I embrace ignorance. And people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that. They're like, yo, are you stupid? I'm like, no, the reason why I embrace ignorance is because sometimes I first of all, let's get this straight. I did 3 years in New York University, NYU. I didn't graduate, but I did 3 years. My black ass needed to take my ass back to school and do that last year. But just saying that alone, like, don't get it confused. I'm educated, but I embrace ignorance. Now, when you come at somebody in a proper manner, matter of fact, let me rephrase that. When you come at a nigger in a proper manner, in the proper context, it's like they don't comprehend, they don't understand. Like, excuse me, nigga don't want to move? Motherfucker, move! Oh, but you understood that and you reacted. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
And that's how I treat this industry.
Hey, you got to be real and you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to be straight and, you know, go straight to the punches because at the end of the day, people are going to either, they're going to either like you or they're going to respect you, they're going to hate you, and they're going to respect you at the end of the day. At the end of the day, being honest with yourself, because this industry is just, it's fucked up at the end of the day.
I like the fact that, you know what, more so at the end of the day, a lot of people respect me. They respect the fact that I keep it honest. They may not like my opinion, but they respect the fact that I'm brutally honest and I'm not going to, you know, stroke your ego. I'm not going to do it.
Definitely. But I can say, besides, you know, all of that, I think that Music Maestro is a wonderful person from knowing him. From back then, you know, I didn't know he was the same dude at the same time. And then I'll keep hearing his name. I'm like, is this the same person? And then we saw each other again at
the Coast to Coast DJ joint. Right, I'm a Coast to Coast DJ, and
Shout out to Lil Fast and my little brother. Shout out to him. So I went and checked him out there, and then I lost his number again. Then I seen him again on Instagram. So I was like, this interview was supposed to be long overdue because he was signed to Dane Grease, and I had interviewed Dane Grease. I could have been got his interview or hit it Cinnamon. So it was crazy.
Cinnamon.
Shout out for Cinnamon for going hard in the paint. That girl goes hard in the paint for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's
going
right now.
Word. She's been going there for him. But, she's been all with Woo for the Biggie. That's how she really started off with them.
She originally with the Woo branch, you know.
Word. But if you guys don't know, Music Maestro is well-known all over. And, you know, you might know his name, but you might have not seen his face or not know him face-to-face with the name. But he's done major moves. He's done stuff with, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people like Rockwilder, LL Cool J, Sonya Blaze, Mary J. Blige, Cameron, Jewels, Jay Ryder, Fabolous, the Clip, Sirius Jones, Jen, Corey Guns. He got a new joint with Corey Guns. You know, you have Chopper, you know what I'm saying, that was actually formerly from the making of the band with Bad Boy A+. A+, I had an interview with him. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He's a cool dude. Shout out to him. And also, you know what I'm saying, dancehall artist Alexis and many more. So he's Music Maestro. He got an award, too, for Producer of the Year, nominated for Producer of the Year, actually, for being a producer of the Year for the Underground Music Awards and everything like that. And, you know, everybody knows him. I mean, if you're in the industry for real, and you're in the industry, you should know this name. You might have had ran past this name several times, and you're like, yo, who is this dude? I need to find out who this dude is. This is him, Music Maestro. And he's a busy guy. Besides him doing music, producing, and being on demand, he also DJs. And actually, he's an ill-ass DJ at the end of the day, too. So, I mean, I don't know. He acts like a Jamaican sometimes because he got too many jobs. I'm trying to beat him. I'm trying to get, like, one more job ahead of his head.
Nah. My main job is producing and DJing. Those are my two main jobs.
Yo, what made you – you started off as a DJ first, right, before you started producing, right?
You know what? That's a good question, but you know what? Let's just say my interest, I was DJing first because how that started, I was 11 years old sneaking into my next door neighbor, well, not sneaking, but she knew I was there, but I would go in her son's room and turn on his equipment and I would, just play records, DJ records, like scratch, teach myself how to do things. I was making my own mixtape. You know, I really didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I was doing. I knew the music, but I didn't know the basics of it, you know. Hold on. I just realized, like, yo, my phone is dead. And
yeah,
this
phone is gone.
My phone is good. It's good. Now, what happened, what I had did, I had parked my car, and I had turned the car off. and I forgot my phone was on the charger.
Oh, shoot.
So as long as the phone, yeah, as long as the phone is on the charger, we good money.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
but,
what it is. We don't want to lose you. We don't want to lose you. I know you got to get to your next gig, but we don't want to lose you real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we were fighting for the interview. You know?
Oh,
but
my
first
God.
Off, before, I know you got to get, did the phone die?
Nah, somebody calling me, but, you know, F them. But, but you know,
I feel special. What first got you, besides DJing and everything like that, what was your main interest? What made you, like, say, yo, this is what I got to do, this is what I'm trying, this is my love right here? Like, what inspired you to get into this industry?
I would have to give all that credit to my god brother, Donovan Green, who doesn't even rap anymore. He's, if you Google him, he's like, he's a big fitness trainer now. You know, that's his thing. He's a big fitness trainer. But I tell you a story, how I started. He used to rap, and he was in this group called the SWAT team. I'm going to laugh if this nigga's listening, not Donovan, but the dude that wrote, like, one of my first raps, he's actually a part of the Justice League, Sean Don.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sean Don, that's like my big bro. And he wrote, like, one of my first raps, and off of him writing one of my first raps, mind you, I was 13 years old. He wrote it, and I took that style and I developed it into my own style, you know. So just like being the youngest one in the camp, and then me and my crew, we was the youngest, and we just rapping. And one day Donovan, he gave me a 5-second Casio sampler. It was a mini piano, a 5-second Casio sampler. And I used to make my beats off of that, make pause tapes. People that know, that's in the game, that know what a pause tape is. That's when you know you're on the radio, you're listening, and you just pause, and then you go back and you repeat, pause, and you make it all connect into one track. You know, but I was doing that on a Casio, and what I used to do, I used to overdub it and speed it up to get more time and just come up ill loops like that. And, you know, back then I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know I was being a producer.
Wow.
Until, like, a couple of years ago. And I'm an idiot for not catching on to this, but a couple of years ago, you know, me and DJ Scratch, salute to him, we had a conversation.
Oh, that's my big bro right there. Shout
yeah, man. Me and Scratch was having a conversation. And, you know, he was telling me about certain things, and I'm like, yo, Scratch, I used to do that when I was, like, 13, 14. He was like, well, then you technically became a producer at 13, 14. I was like, wow, I was doing this, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I used to rap over these things. He was like, yeah, well, then you started early, homie. That's why you know what you're doing now, because you was on to something, but you didn't know what you was on to.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, I've been doing that for a long time, but like I said, like, I didn't look at it as me being a producer. I was just looking at it as me overdubbing things and speeding it up and rapping off of it, you know. But it wasn't until one day, the three-man group that I was in, the dude that was doing our beats, we had a fallout, and, you know, he used to always say, like, yo, you have that ear for beats. My partner, he was the lyricist, and real talk, I give him that, because he was the lyricist. I was more so the one that I took the beat, and I was the one that was coming up with crazy flows. Like, I would ride the beat and come up with ill flows, but he was the lyricist. But at the end of the day, dude was like, yeah, you got the ear for the beats, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it just made me want to do beats more. And then, mind you, my great-grandfather, he's a pianist. My grandfather, he's a pianist. My great-grandfather, God bless his soul, he used to play with Thelonious Monk. So,
wow.
You know, the music is in me. Like, I come from a musical family. My uncle Sonny plays the guitar. My grandfather, he's crazy. Yo, I'm going to tell you how ill my grandfather is. He was in an accident, and, like, he lost, like, two or three of his fingers. He was mowing the lawn, and his fingers got caught up in the lawnmower, whatever it is. He was trimming the hedges. His fingers got caught up. But once they healed, you know, my grandfather still plays the piano like he got full fingers. He got, like, two half notes.
Wow.
And he's ill. And I still go back to him for lessons, you know, on certain things. So my musical background comes from my grandfather. He gave me a couple of keyboards when I was younger, you know.
Wow. That's crazy right there, yo. So,
you know,
since knowing all that musical background, how many instruments do you play that you're good at?
That I'm good at?
That you're good at.
Okay, well, I say four. The turntables, to me, in my eyes, is an instrument. Because whenever you could take something that makes a sound and make organized noise, that's an instrument. Scratching on top of music, making the records do certain sounds, that's an instrument. It takes talent and a technique to do that. That's an instrument. I don't care what nobody say. The turntables is an instrument.
Okay.
All right.
We got the turntables. What's the next one?
I play the drums. I've been playing the drums for years.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I've seen a picture of you and my boy Evan doing something.
Evan Brown,
You was cranking on the drums, and I think he was on the keyboards or something.
Yeah, actually, for those that don't know, me and Evan is actually a production group. We're like a lot of people don't know. They think that we're individual producers, which we are, but we're business partners. We have a business together.
That's what's
so
going on.
Yeah, we're a team. Now, I don't know if you ever see the YouTube. I know you probably seen a lot of YouTubes of me and Evan is constantly in the studio working together. How that happened?
I know Evan back a long time ago, and you know what I'm saying, and Evan, he's like, you know, I always look at him like a little bro or whatever, and then
yeah.
I started seeing y'all running real tough together. I'm like, they both producers, they must be working together to create some, because they cooking up something in the studio.
Yo,
something.
You know what it was, man? Evan was a fan of mine, and Evan brought me out to his college, Five Towns at the time. I was judging the event. And, you know, we talking, listening, talking, and he's listening to my stuff. I'm listening to his stuff. And Evan just said, yo, Mice, take me under your wing. I said, nigga, for what? But I didn't say that in a negative way. I'm like, nigga, you don't need me. You nice. You know, but then he was like, yeah, but I still, like, he said, I still feel that there's a lot for me to learn. You know, and he was like, yo, you polish, you know a lot of things. I can learn a lot of things from you. And I'm like, all right, you know what, let's get it. And, you know, our first couple of studio sessions, it was just like, yo.
It was like magic, huh?
It was like magic. Like our first three beats is hits. The first, like, literally the first three beats we did, first four, three beats we did, them joints is hits.
Crazy.
Hits.
Nah, because Evan, I had interviewed Evan like a long time ago. Like, Evan, like, is ill. You know what I'm saying? He is ill. You know what I'm
that
saying? For a young dude coming up. He's ill. And I've seen
that
him grow, and I'm so proud of him.
Me and Evan produced that Corey Guns record.
Word?
Yeah, me and Evan produced the Corey Guns record. Evan Brown on Instagram. I am Evan Brown on Twitter, and Evan Brown on Instagram. That's my little brother. I will punch you in the face over him. Like, we in the studio grinding out. He ain't got no money. I got $10. Like, yo, this $10, we going to eat, my nigga. Let's go. You know, I get a lot of sessions. I get a lot of work. You know, a lot of people come to me. Like, yo, listen, I got this for this. I got this for that. I'm like, all right, I call Evan. I break Evan off with half.
That's what I'm talking about. See? That's what I'm talking about. Real, recognize real. And you know, Evan is such a humble dude.
You know what it is with Evan? See, me is like, yo, I've done a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've done a lot of things, and Evan is hungry for it. You know, so when I say shit like, yo, Evan, I don't think I'm going to be doing this for much longer, man. I think I'm going to end up quitting. Evan gets mad when I say that. Like, what? Nigga, I'm not allowing you to do that, man. Shut up. So Evan is the motivation, the push, and the drive, because Evan keeps me going. Like, he'll hit me up like, yo, let's work. Come on, get up, let's work. You know, so Evan is my motivation. He stays on me to work, you know, and honestly, that's what I need at the stage that I'm in, because I'm into so much things. So it's like we just created a partnership. We put our business together. Everything comes together now, you know. So it's like Evan got the talent. I got the talent, but I got all the connections. I got the name. So now everything I do, I tie Evan into. Like, and people is recognizing that that boy is a problem. Like, when we first started working, Evan wasn't doing hip hop. Evan was straight R&B.
Yeah, he was doing that R&B and stuff. But he's versatile though. He's very versatile.
Listen to what I'm saying. He's versatile. I tell you no lie. That boy was mainly a R&B producer. He wasn't a hip-hop producer.
He was an R&B
producer, right? But when we started working and he started seeing what I was doing and he kept watching, and like even to this day, he says, yo, Mice, I'm going to get your drum technique. And he was determined. He played this one beat, and I looked at him, and I laughed so hard. Like, I laughed because I was happy. I'm like, oh, shit, you got it, nigga. He was like, I got it. I was like, you got it. But he didn't realize he had it. But I'm listening. I'm like, yo, you got the natural swing. You got it. So he analyzes and pay attention, you know what I mean? So that just tells me, like, yo, I'm a good teacher.
I mean, it's like almost like, you know how, like, you give birth to a kid? Like, that's your prodigy. You know what I'm saying?
But also, like, not just Evan, though, but I got to give a shout-out to all the students in Five Town College, because when Evan brought me out there, you know, it was for me to judge a beat battle that they did. And, you know, even after the beat battle, like, some of the staff was telling me, like, you know, a lot of these name guys that we had, they come, they do the event, and they leave. I think I stayed, like, an hour after, 2 hours after. And, you know, I just put my chair in the middle, and all the students were sitting around me, because this is a music school. So it was a whole bunch of inspiring producers. And I'm just sitting there, and they all picking my brain, and I'm answering their questions the best way I can, you know. Like, I'm just sitting with them laughing, cracking jokes, and, you know, talking music, building with the kids, you know, just building with them. And because of that, the following semester, they did a poll for the students on who would y'all like to see come back or who do y'all want back. And there was a lot of big names in that poll. And I end up winning the Inspiration Award off of that.
Wow.
Like, they presented me, the next event, they presented me with an Inspiration Award. Mind you, shout-outs to Amadeus. Amadeus was in the building. Buddha was in the building.
Wow.
Grant was in the building. You know, and those names was on the list, too.
Salute to Buddha. That's my little brother, too, man. Shout-out to Buddha. Shout-out to Buddha.
Shout-out to him. Pro on Duel's joint.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, me teaching and dealing with kids and stuff, it feels good when you're able to inspire some children, you know what I'm saying? Because at one time you were them, you know, trying to be on the come up and everything like that. So for you to inspire them, I mean, I know it feels good inside. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, you know what I mean?
It's ill because I tell them, like, yo, y'all lucky, because when I was coming up in y'all time, When I was your age, I didn't have this.
Yeah,
there was
no outlet coming to talk to you.
There was no outlets for me like this in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I'm telling you, like,
right.
Y'all got it good right now.
You know what's crazy now that, you know, they're able to, you know, with social networking and everything like that, children are able to connect with their fam, with the people that they look up to, their role models and things like that, and it's more interactive. We didn't have none of that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, me interviewing T-Boss, you know what I'm saying, beginning of this year was, like, extraordinary for me because she was one of my role models, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So we didn't have stuff like that growing up, like, you know, having producers come to the school. Like, I bring, you know, people that I have connections with and bring them to the school I teach at so they could talk to the kids because they relate through music better than they relate to somebody that got, like, a tight up button up, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody that they can understand, you know, can feel where they're coming from, you know what
right.
I mean? So it's
right.
You know, it's definitely, you know, inspiring. The next thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, what are some of the hardest adversities that you know what I'm saying, that you face dealing with the music industry?
Huh?
What are some of the hardest adversities that you face dealing with the music industry?
Man, I just hate the music industry, period. I hate it. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask these people a question. Hello? Yeah, I had to make sure I had enough time to play with because I just went in this store and I had to ask them what time they close. Yeah, I'm walking the mean streets of New York right now doing this interview. I'm about to get back in my car real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Right now?
Huh?
Is it brick outside right now?
Man, it's colder than polar bear pussy out here.
Well, if you're tuning in right now, we're live on Lunch Radio Online with your man Music Maestro, super producer. He done produced for almost everybody you wish and dream you could produce for. And he's in the building right now, rocking with your girl Lushy Lush, live in the building. And he's running around the streets of New York right now because, you know, he's a busy man on the man. The question I asked you, Music Maestro, was, you know, what he said he hates the music industry. I understand.
I do. No,
it gets frustrating.
I do.
It gets frustrating.
Yeah. That that's what made me tell Evan, like, yo, I ain't going to be doing this much longer. It's like, yo, you know what? All I want to do is just stay in the studio and make beats. I don't want to go through the politics and bullshit. I don't want to go through that. Like, that's why me and Evan went and we got a third member that shout out to Sin. Sin handles all our business now, and it allows us just to stay in the studio and work. Do what we do. We email what we do to you, and you get it sold, and you let us know when we got to be in the studio to track it out or to record it, whatever, mix it, whatever, you know? Like, I just did this record with We just did this record with Fame that signed to MBK. I'm actually his tour DJ, but Ferrari Fame, he signed to MBK. We just I've been working with him for years, and this is the second record I've ever produced for him. You know what
wow.
I mean? And I'm his tour wow. DJ, so you know, it's just like, you know what? We're in two different worlds. What he does is like, okay, you know what? That's not really my lane, but a producer will adjust to the artist if the artist don't want to adjust to the producer, you know. So that's another thing in the industry that kind of irks me, because if you calling me for something, you're calling me for my sound, so why should I have to adapt to you?
True, you know, and it has to be a reason why, you know, people reach out to you, because they like your sound, they like the way you come across, they like how you... Because every producer has a different beat, a specific sound. Swizzy has...
But nowadays, a lot of niggas sound the same.
Yeah, they do sound the same, but back in the day coming up, you know what I'm saying, everybody had their own, you know, specific sound, or they sounded on their track or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
But nowadays, the game is so messed up that everybody's a copycat. Everybody's biting somebody's style.
You know, the one thing that I hated the most about the industry is, like, when I was growing up, you know, you looking at everything, you're like, oh, you didn't know the real politics behind the whole entire game. So you're like, oh, man, they living good. They doing this, they doing that. When you realize and see the real stuff that's going on, it's really not what it's cracked up to be. Really.
Yo,
it's not.
Yo, look, let me school you to something, man. Let me school you to something. Let me school you the same, because you know what? I'm going to really have to get off this call, because I just realized, like, yo, I got to be at my radio show in a half an hour.
All right.
Well, you remember how we used to come up? Like, this how we came up, how I came up. If you did sound like another nigga, if you even thought about sounding like somebody else, you got dissed, you got your ass beat.
What?
Who wasn't playing that back in the days? That was the most forbidden rule, to sound like somebody else. But now today it's like, it's embraced, it's good to sound like somebody else. That's not hot, man. That don't give you your own identity. Why you want to sound like the next man?
I don't know. It's sad. You know, a lot of the females sound the same. The dudes sound the same. Everybody dressing the same. It's just, it's nonsense. It's just, it's like everybody is just living a systematic life, doing the same systematic thing, and it's getting tiring. I'm getting tired of it too. You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
why
when I'm in a DMV, when I'm in a DMV, when I'm out there, when I'm in Richmond, when I'm in DC, when I'm out there, them niggas look at me and they be like, "You definitely a New York nigga."
Yo, they be mad at me out here in the DMV because they say I grind too hard. So dudes be mad at me. They be tight. They don't be understanding. You know what I mean?
Where you at out there?
I'm in the District Heights area. I'm close to DC. I'm like 10 minutes away from DC. But I'm
Shout out to my other homie from out there, Chink Santana.
Word. Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody that's out here in the DMV that's on the real grind. Not cats in here cutting each other's throats for short shit. Don't make sense to me, but, hey, that's how people do. But anyway, I know you got to get to your show and everything like that.
My show was in Brooklyn, and I'm still in the Bronx.
Oh, you need to get where the hell you need to get to. And that traffic right now, stupid. So,
I tell you what. Let's set this up again for next week to do a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I kind of cheated you today because I was very busy. So, you know, if you want to pick it up next week or the week after, you know, is your call.
We can pick it up next week, and you can bring Evan on too and stuff.
Will
so
do.
Both of y'all can be on. And stuff.
Do.
So I appreciate you, and I love you, and I appreciate you taking the time out to rock with me. And for us to tune into your show after I'm done, and everything, to tune into your show, how can they check your show out and listen to you?
Oh, all you got to do is go to Extreme104FM.com. I DJ, I'm going to be late, but whenever I go in and do my set, I don't know what I'm going to do, but, you know, y'all going to see the DJ side of me. Also, let me put out there, y'all want to get in contact with me or follow me, everything is Music Maestro, MusicMystro. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. But the thing with Facebook, like if you put Music Maestro, you might just find my fan page and you really won't be connected with me. So put Facebook.com/MusicMaestro and you'll have my direct page. So those are the three main things I be on. And that's how you find me.
Well, I just followed you. What's up with Mr. Bitches? What's up with that?
With who? You know what Mr. Bitches is about? I like Boondocks. That's my show. So it was one episode. Yeah. Do you remember? You remember that episode where Exhibit was on there and Riley said, "Yeah, that'd be Bitches." And you know, Grandpa was like, "Watch your mouth." He's like, "Nah, you be having all the bitches in the ride." You know, and he was like, "Grandpa Bitches, yeah. Bitches Johnson. My last name is Johnson, you know what I mean? So, Mr. Bitches, Bitches Johnson, Grandpa Bitches, Mr. Bitches."
Oh,
All right, Mr. Bitches.
that was a little joke from Boondocks. Like, people that see Boondocks, they understand it.
You crazy. No, I've watched Boondocks before. That joint is crazy as hell. I love them, though. But have you seen Black Dynamite?
All right, Lush, I got
to
be out.
Go. Bounce. Love you.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
Checking out your show. Shout out to Exotic Mommy and Neho Crew over there and everything. DJ Exotic Mommy, that's her station. Check her out. They out in Brooklyn. Support, you know, the sister station. They go hard in the paint. Music Mike Show was live in the building. Once again, if you are looking for to get your music spread out there and promote it for free, you know what I'm saying, because cats is hitting you in the head like they crazy. And really, they don't really have no, they're not servicing their music. And they really not promoting your stuff. And they taking your money. Holla at us, you know what I'm saying? DC Mixtape Kings, they're under new management. So if you're an artist and you want to get promoted for free, send all your exclusive tracks and drops to newmixtapemusic@gmail.com. Make sure your files are MP3 only. The first mixtape is going to be dropped in February the 7th, 2013. So for more info, contact Bobby A at 202-569-9167. Follow Music Maestro, MusicMystro. And holla at him. I'm definitely going to holla at Music Maestro when I do another mixtape. So we're going to go. I played Bring Me Down for Music Maestro that he produced. We're going to play another joint called Touch That Green for Music Maestro. And we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. My nigga Tech, we stay on deck, nigga. A lot of niggas don't stay on deck no more, nigga. From the top to the bottom, nigga, we lit this shit, nigga. Nigga, you ain't on deck, nigga, don't even holler, nigga.
Oh, you forget, nigga. I'ma get money, money, I'm gon' get more than a little bit. No stopping till I'm rich. I'ma hit the first flip, laying from that trip, whip to the next trip. City to city, I'm in between. On the scene, touching that green. You go far, I go farther. You grind hard, I grind harder. I'm high 13 in it, every word meaning it. Double B winging it, you know how I'm bringing it out. Put a buck up on the meter, radar in the console, Nike with the gum sole. Black tape, gray tape, white tape, squares. Got them in pairs, know what go where. Drop four down at B-more, it's not like B-4, money like a C-4. Up and down like a point game, pawns hit the B-gang, every trip my route change. Hit frost on the three-way, him, me, and freeway, I'm right outside of PA. Next stop, 7th City, where I blend right in, I'm from New York City. You know the motto I be facing, come on vacation, leave on probation. I'ma get money, money I'm gon' get, more than a little bit, no stopping till I'm rich. I'ma hit the first flip, laying from that trip, whip to the next trip. City to city, I'm in between, on the scene, touching that green. You go far, I go farther. You grind hard, I grind harder. You heard the whistle, yeah, it's go time. It's official. I can't be stopped, only detained. Let go, ain't no warrant under my name. I'm back with a CD full of raw Smith and Wesson 44, zipping from the push door. I got license to distribute. To all my block boys, I contribute. So, so whether you live, it be your T code. As long as getting money is the same goal. Wake up with success on my mind. Early on the grind, so I'm on it all the time. So my road to the riches, keep me clear of snitches, free of dirty bitches. You in the street, get your mail, you can tell it was a headshot from the way he fell. I'ma get money, money I'm gon' get, more than a little bit, no stopping till I'm rich. I'ma hit the first flip, laying from that trip, whip to the next trip. From city to city, I'm in between, on the scene, touching that green. You go far, I go farther. You grind hard, I grind harder.
We'll be right back. man. It's your girl, Lexi Vesnov, in the field of music maestro. Touch that green. New York, New York, worldwide, international. We live in the building. You heard you, the girl. Miss Stacks live in the building. You heard your boy, Music Maestro. You might have had learned new stuff that you wouldn't have even known if you didn't check out Lush Radio Online tonight. Music Maestro is a good dude. Evan Brown, a good dude. Make sure you follow both of them on Twitter, Instagram. You know what I'm saying? That's fam right there. Also, yo, I still can't get over the fact that, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, one of the athletes came up to, you know, Carmelo Anthony and told them that, you know, his wife smelled like, you know what I'm saying, Cheerios. Like, who does that? Who goes up to somebody and tell their wife smell like Cheerios and shit? Like, no one will ever look at Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, the same way. Like, every time you look at Cheerios, you think about Lala smelling like Honey Nut Cheerios. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? But that shit is crazy. Get the fuck out of here. But don't forget also, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. So I hope you got that Valentine's Day gift for your significant other. If you messed up last year, you better get it right this year. But, you know, if you want to come and party and rock with us, we got a hot mansion party going down. Big O ENT, Lush Radio Online, and, you know what I'm saying, Heads Up ENT, it goes down. So if you want more information, you can check out the Facebook page, and you can, you know, hit up either one of those numbers, Bobby A, Lush, or Big O, and contact them for information on an exclusive mansion party, free food all night, chicken wings. The famous Obama wings made by yourself, Mr. Bobby A. And they're banging. I mean, you make you want to smack somebody for them joints and stretch somebody for them joints. On top of that, it's going to be free drinks sponsored by Amsterdam Vodka. So you're going to get twisted that night. And it's going to hold a whole bunch of, you know, dances, exotic dances from male and female. So we got the raffles, free raffles. You got a raffle for the VIP room, and you got a raffle for get some gifts. So it's only $30. Come party for us pre-Valentine's Day. And, you know, you can get all that information on the Facebook page as CEO Lushy Lush on Facebook, or you can check it out on my Instagram if you want to. But also on top of that, this is inaugural weekend. Everybody was paying all this freaking money so they can go to the gala so they can feel like they're part of something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, oh, my God, are you going to go down there to D.C.? And are you going to stand out there? No, I'm not standing out there in that cold. It's cold as hell. I can't even see my fingers. But it's going to be memorable. And everybody that's a real person, just like real people that live that are from New York do not go and watch the ball drop. They watch it on TV because it's cold as hell. Just like DMV people, unless you're outside, they don't go down there. They sit and they watch it on TV because it's cold as hell outside. Who in the hell is going to freeze watching the president get back into the office? I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody got a free ticket for the gala, holler at your girl. But, you know what I'm saying? Those people are going for like 200 and more. But shout out to everybody that is going to the gala. They got so many parties. I'm talking about parties is coming out the woodwork, you know. So you got different parties going on all through the week, the weekend. Some parties, they've been starting all through this week already. Parties going on tonight, tomorrow. People don't got no work on Monday, so they're getting wasted. But please, I advise you, if you're getting wasted, please do not drink and drive. Please have a designated driver and stuff and be safe out there. If you are out there, there's going to be a lot of police outside. And you know they got a quota, so please be safe because the boys is out there, and you don't want to be a hot boy, you know what I'm saying? So big safe out there. Also, we celebrated Sade's birthday. Sade, you know, she's born from the same place that I was from, Oyo State, Nigeria, and her mother is English, and her father was Nigerian. And her last name is A-D-U, and my last name is E-D-U. You know, we share that similarity, but she's a world-renowned singer, Sade.
She had her birthday this past week. Along with that, we celebrated Aaliyah, rest in peace, her birthday. Also, we celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday and also our First Lady, Michelle Obama. So a lot of great people, and also Dwayne Wade's birthday was this past week. So a lot of people celebrated their birthday. Great people were born in the month of January. So it's a lot of things going on in January. February's coming around. Everybody's getting ready for their taxes and stuff. So, you know, everybody's mad because they're like, my W-2s ain't come yet. I'm ready to go to the Gucci store, girl. You know what I'm saying? This year, at least, you know, be, you know what I'm saying, mindful that, you know, after you spend all your money, you know you still got bills to pay. So pay some of your bills or pay up some of your phone bill or some of your rent. You know what I'm saying? Just to be on the safe side because you never know what's going to happen. Some people are still suffering through the recession. Some people still can't pay their bills. They barely making it. So if you do get the extra money, take care of your parties and take care of your kids. You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids walking around with raggedy stuff and you're taking care of yourself. Take care of your kids because if you don't, I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out of here on some real stuff. Also, on top of that, man, I just seen your man Snoop Dogg on Instagram and I have nothing to say to your dude. My man was caught on Instagram. If you check out my Instagram, at Lush Radio Online, Snoop Dogg has a French manicure on his hands. French manicure. Where in the hell is that supposed to be gangster? I don't know. Somebody tell me. And that's via Billy Blast, at Billy Blast on Instagram. He basically said, he's sitting there, he's smoking herbs. And he has a French manicure. And you can see the details that it is a French manicure. And he's sitting there with a white robe, just chilling there like that's some gangster stuff. Snoop, I don't know what's going on with you, man. I mean, you didn't change yourself. The Snoop Lion, you think you a lion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you think you the reincarnation of Bob Marley. Now you rocking French manicures. And you think it's okay. I don't know. What is he? Did somebody lace his weed with something? Because I don't know what's going on with your man Snoop, though. Snoop Dogg has lost his mind. Whatever grade it's on some high grade that I ain't never heard of. That shit done came from some aliens or some shit. Cause this now he's rocking fresh. Next thing you know, he might want to have a sex change. I don't know what's going on with Snoop Dogg. I don't know. I mean, his name might be Snoop Mary next time. He might turn into a woman. He already presses his hair and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He got better, you know, better relaxer than I do. So I don't know. At the end of the day, Snoop Dogg, the French manicure, you got to get the out of here with that shit. A lot of they trying to put the gun bans on the guns and stuff like that. And basically Obama's talking about, they're trying to restrict that, how many guns somebody going to get, how many magazines they go. But real, on amendment, you know what I'm saying, we have the right to bear arms. So you can't take our rights away to bear arms. What I do agree upon is they need to do a thorough background check on people. Like, they have to have a thorough background check. They need to take a psych test. If they can't pass the psych test, they shouldn't have any weapons, point blank. If you can't pass your psych test, you shouldn't have a weapon at all. If you're not trained to use a weapon, you shouldn't have a weapon at all either. You know what I'm saying? But for you to take out right to bear arms is not fair, you know. It's definitely not fair. But I think they should go through a thorough check when it comes to that. And also, you know, a lot of people still on this stuff talking about, I still need unemployment, man. Unemployment is cutting off people's checks, man. They are definitely cutting off people's checks. So it's really about time for you to stop chilling and get your butt up. It's 2013, and you need to go ahead and go get you a job. Go get you a job. I don't even care if it's McDonald's or whatever. You need to have some type of residual income coming in because you got to take care of these babies and you got to take care of yourself. You can't be sitting here. Unemployment is not playing. They is cutting people off with the quickness. And a lot of people that was up there splurging, going out to eating good, going on these vacations off the unemployment, yo, the well has run dry. So you need to go out there, go get you a job, or go back to school, either one. You know what I'm saying? Either go back to school or go get you a job and start getting this money. Or start your own business. Do something. Also, don't forget educating and entertaining. Go out there since you get your tax returns and you said you so-called had a business but you don't have an LLC or Articles of Incorporation. Now take your tax money, go down to your administration building in your state, go file your taxes or go get your trademark if you have a brand, you know, and go out there and invest in yourself. Go invest in yourself. If you want to go out there and push out whatever you're doing and you didn't make no money last year, invest in it, flyers, business cards, all that stuff, and make your stuff legit. So then when you can file taxes, you can get a nice fat check, refund check, like I do every month. So you need to go and get your stuff done at the end of the day. Also on top of that, don't forget to log on to www.letsradioonline.com. On Mondays, you can check out the show. You got the one and only Emma E2K and your girl Lushy Lush on Mondays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can check out our show. It's called Motivational Mondays. You can jumpstart your morning with us on there. On Tuesdays, you have the Queen of Zions with your girl Emma E2K, and that's from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can check out Feel Good Music, and she has interviews also. Wednesdays is Business Wednesdays with your girl Lushy Lush talking about business points and things like that. And interviews with business owners and things of the sort. Also on Thursday, we have a newcomer coming online on Thursday night, which is Ms. Joffy. But she will be having Season Radio. Season Radio is a little bit like 27 and up, you know, for a little bit older, oldie but goodies, Earth, Wind, and Fire, a little hand dance music and stuff, and some interviews. So you can check that out on Thursdays coming soon in February. Also, on top of that, you have Friday with your girl, the one with the most is, the one and only Lushy Lush. Let's get the plug out of here Fridays, and we go hard in the paint. So we got a lot of music that's coming soon. We have, like I said, we had a new song from Wale and French Montana, Back to Ballin'. We want to know if it's hot or not. I don't really like the song per se, but you know how people are. They listen to the music over and over again, and they start end up saying the song over and over again. Back to ballin', ballin', ballin'. That's the only thing I remember on the song, ballin', you know. So we're going to play the song in a few minutes, but don't forget to follow at Lush Radio Online. Don't forget our sponsors, Heads Up, ENT, or a.k.a. Mr. Loud Punch, at Mr. Loud Punch. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. And follow Emma E2K at Lush Radio Online, at Music Maestro, at Evan Brown. Follow this crew, the squad. Also sponsored by E2K Enterprises. Follow www.emmae2k.com. If you're looking for photography and stuff like that, check out www.twochicksandacamera.com. And also, that's with an N-N-A. And also check out Black Marigold, B-L-A-K, Marigold.com for your engineering needs. You know, so we support people that support us, you know, that definitely go hard in the paint. And also for your graphic needs, check out Miss Photographics and everything like that. So the song is called Ballin', Back to Ballin'. And I really don't like the song like that. But, you know, people, you know, might end up liking it eventually. But it's called Back to Ballin', featuring French Montana and Wale. So we're going to play that and we're going to come right back. We got 16 minutes left on the clock, and we're going to rock it out with your girl, Leshy Lush. Big shout-out to my man, DJ Reasons. And we might play a mix from DJ Reasons live on the show, but DJ Reasons is your boy, the one and only DJ Reasons. Got a new mixtape coming out, sponsored by Heads Up Entertainment. And your girl, Leshy Lush, Lush Radio Online, called Avenue Music. We out here. Ballin'.
You deserve to be admired if you make it back quicker than you lost it. Think about it. Work.
You niggas serving up a bad batch. Too much bacon on it. 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 Got it, whip it, lost it, flip it. Now a nigga back to ballin'. 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 Got it, lost it, got it, spent it, got it. Now I'm back to ballin'. Ballin'. Ballin'.
Chicken ain't trippin', all the bitches don't worry if I never call her,
French. Motherfucker, back to ballin', back to ballin'. You know my whip is foreign.
Man, you niggas play the bench. You know my niggas starting motherfuckers back to ballin'. I'm talking black Ferrari. Straight cash made 140 stacks this morning. I'm talking 10 chains, casino lights, rare bottles, mosquito bites. Bad batch, get your head cracked. CeeLo Dice, motherfucker back to ballin'. Start to finish. You start, I finish. Bottle after bottle, like fuck my tennis.
You niggas serving up a bad batch. Too much bacon on it. Bacon on it. Bacon on it.
Bacon, bacon on it.
Got it, whip it, lost it, flip it. Now a nigga back to ballin'. 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 Back to ballin'.
Got it, lost it, got it, spent it, got it. Now I'm back to ballin'.
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 Ballin'. Ballin'.
Ballin'. Nigga, I got it, lost it, got it, spent it, got it. Now I'm back to
ballin'. Every time we roll up, dogs go up in them panties. Fallin',
fallin',
fallin', fallin',
fallin',
fallin',
fallin',
fallin'. Tuck all my niggas toe up from the flow up. Nolan whips is farin',
whips is farin',
whips is farin',
whips is farin'.
Them whips is farin'.
Yeah, nigga, back to ballin'. Me a bit like Patrick Jordan. Never so much dope, but I know tonight I heard that trap is callin'. Nigga, back to ballin'. KD, Rondo, and LeBron. Found life is about chasing dreams. Don't worry, I got these commas.
Commas,
commas, commas. Rider, ladder, gotcha. Easy, wider. But the pay five stacks for the garment. Use the check, re-up in the hot set. Ha, you gon' boss me the outfit. In the past, you never coming out shit.
Niggas serving up a bad batch. Too much bacon on it.
Bacon on it.
Bacon on it.
Bacon on it.
Bacon on it. Got it, whip it, lost it, flip it. Now a nigga back to ballin', back to ballin', back to ballin', back to ballin', back to ballin'.
Got it, lost it, got it, spent it, got it. Now I'm back to ballin',
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 ballin'.
Nigga, I got it, lost it, got it, spent it, got it. Now I'm back to ballin',
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 ballin'.
Back to balling. Back to balling. Back to balling. 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 It's Friday, man. Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man, with your girl, Leshy Lush, man. And we all the way turned up, man. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to rock out a little bit, man. Got a couple little songs, man. I'm going to throw some old school joints just because I feel like it. Y'all remember this joint? Where was you at? You know what I'm saying? You used to rock your stuff backwards back in the day. And, you know, they used to have their little funky hairstyles, and they actually made a cameo on TLC's joint. But this joint right here is a throwback right here. You know what I'm saying? Chris Cross to make you jump, jump. A data maker make you jump. This is a Lush Radio Online throwback, throwback, throwback.
Jump, jump.
Yeah.
listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I gave y'all some jump. I gave y'all some hat to the back. And it's Lush Radio Online, man. I just want to thank everybody for coming through and rocking out with me, you know what I'm saying, and spending time with me tonight. You know, pop your bottles, you know what I'm saying, get it started tonight, rock out, have fun, but at the same time, be safe, you know what I mean? You got too many people losing their lives and stuff. You don't want to lose your life tonight, so be safe and do your thing, man. Also, if you're out there, you know what I'm saying, out there having sex and stuff like that, make sure that you guys, you know, be protected, because there's so many things out here and you don't want to end up getting that. So be protected, you know what I'm saying? If she don't have a Jimmy, you need to have a Jimmy. So be safe out there. And, you know, even if you give him brain and stuff, if it's not your regular shorty and stuff, use a Jimmy hat, you know what I mean? Because, you know, there's stuff that can be passed just by, you know what I'm saying, giving that sloppy mouth. So, you know what I'm saying, be safe out there. And be careful and take care of your kids out there, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're not, get the fuck out of here. Lush Radio Online, we eating good, living good, and it's all about educating and entertaining. And at the same time, we are the people's voice. We do it for you because we do it for the people. And we're going to go ahead and go into a mix by your man, DJ Reason. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to say au revoir. We're going to bid you adieu. Adios. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Ow. I'm out of here later. Ow. Put your foot. Ow. I'm out of here, man. Later.
DJ Reason.
You know you're my favorite white boy, right?
This is something special for you.
Thank you.
didn't tell you that another brother would. It's sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break hearts and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way.
Get around.